B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Happy weekend.
Hey. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not sure. So I wanted to take the kids to the Lumitarian or whatever the heck that thing is called at Valentine's Backyard.
Oh, yeah.
But
the Valentine, it's the Charlotte International Arts Festival going on.
Yes.
Uptown and Valentine.
Yes. So I wanted to take them to that, but I wanted to take them to like the sensory hour before it gets really busy, which is at like, I don't know, 9:30, whatever. But it's sold out. So
you can't use your media pull to get in?
I tried and they're looking for tickets, but because it's sold out, they're like, we don't know if there's walk-ups.
So. Okay. You live in Ballantyne. Literally, it's in your backyard.
Literally, it's in my backyard.
I would just go. And then what happens
yeah,
is...
Yeah, but then what happens if I get the kids over there? Okay.
Have Jax run away, Cash chase after him, be like, I'm sorry, I gotta go get them, and then just don't ever come back.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... I don't want to take them over there because then if they see it and they want to go in and then we can't go in,
yeah,
it's going to be a full melt.
We need to do this topic next week. I know we did where did you sneak alcohol in, but I don't know if we ever did like where did you sneak into. Like I remember I'm talking about bum rushing, but like we did that. Like when I lived in New Jersey, we went to see Dave Matthews and we didn't have any money and we didn't have any tickets. We just went and partied in the parking lot. And the whole idea was we were just going to drink and hang out. You can hang out in the parking lot, listen to the music from the amphitheater, and just hang. But then all of a sudden, we were like, maybe we should go in. So me and this other guy just went up to the gate, and we caused confusion.
Okay.
So how do you cause confusion? You go in, and you start asking questions to the person who's, like, checking the bag.
Yeah.
And then you go in, and you start doing this, where you start checking your pans and stuff. Now, remember, this is, like, in the late 90s, so maybe security was a little different. And then you go, oh, wait, my dude in there's got the tickets. And then you go, Brian, come back. I'm just going to go get him. And then, like,
and then you never
you just
return.
Go. And they're like, hey, they come after you, but then eventually they stop because you just start running.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I snuck into the Dave Matthews concert at the PNC Arts Center in Homedale, New Jersey.
Good God. No, I'm not doing that with my kids. Could you imagine?
No, but you use Jax as your scapegoat.
So I just, it's a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
So do I, what do? Just tell Jackson, you just keep running, buddy. And he's not going to listen. As soon as somebody yells.
No, you don't have to train him. He's already a flight risk.
Jackson is kind of, he's pretty good. He won't go too far.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I need him to go far.
When you get to the, no, not far. Just when you get to the front, just be like, oh my God, I got to go.
God, baby, go.
Yeah. In fact, I was reading this article. Disney guests are beating the rising entry fees by hiding their kids in their strollers.
So they're putting more than one child
in
the stroller?
TikToker put an elementary school age child in a stroller and pretended they were a baby to avoid the admission price of the park.
Oh, that doesn't sound like anybody I know.
Yeah, you've never did that on a plane.
No, I've never done that before.
Entry for one to Disney World ranges from $109 to $159 per day, depending on the date.
So frigging expensive.
But you get so much for it.
You don't. And for a child, like a 2-year-old who can like barely ride a ride.
Hey, guess what? Ruby's 4. We're not taking her to Disney next year until she's 5. Because we're not.
I don't want to take my kids to Disney until they're older.
You
I really don't even
to
want
Disney.
To take them to Disney. But
the kids would love it. So anyway, but you get to do. But now you have to pay for food and stuff unless you get the band and you do it all in one. Mm-hmm. But every visitor age 3 and up are required to purchase a ticket. Someone who
that's
commented
insane.
On TikTok
I'm
said,
sorry, Disney. You need to like. Revisit your ticketing prices because $100 for a 3-year-old is absolutely absurd.
It's expensive because their rides are so good.
A 3-year-old can't ride shit.
It's a small world.
I think
the
they're
teacups?
Too small.
Then don't bring a 3-year-old.
No, the 3-year-old still wants to see Mickey and the princesses and everything
we
else.
We went last year to Disney and we didn't bring Ruby. We only brought Dean because we're smart like that. Anyway,
then you have to pay a babysitter, which is just as much as the damn ticket price anyway.
Somebody commented on the TikTok video and said, my son is 6, but he knows he's 2 or 3 when we go to Disney.
Hell yeah. Good for you.
The other thing we talked about today on the show that we wanted to hit on was the crazy things you saw while driving. You said that your husband, Dal, saw a woman clipping her toenails.
Yeah, she had her foot up on the dashboard.
And she was clipping her toenails.
Mm-hmm.
And then your sister-in-law also was doing something and crashed into a mailbox.
Yeah, she was putting mascara on and she took out a mailbox and a garbage can. And I'm like, why would you ever say that you were putting on mascara? She's like, well, what am I going to say? It jumped out in front of me. I'm like, I don't know. You had to swerve so you didn't hit a dog.
So we asked people, like, what's the strangest thing you saw while driving? And someone said, I live in Florida, and people have super creative cars here. I've seen a fish, a rocket ship, and a shark casually driving around.
News to me. I haven't seen any of those in Florida.
I saw a lady eating cereal in an open bowl while driving. Done you it. Said that you think you can eat with...
I've done this.
A bowl of cereal?
Uh-huh.
Loren.
I have.
How can
it was
you
in
eat
a cup,
that?
But I was using a spoon.
And milk?
Mm-hmm.
That's a two-hand process.
No, you just leave it in the cup holder. It's not, I mean, it's messy, but it's possible.
Mm. You also said you could eat sushi with chopsticks mm-hmm. in the car.
Yeah, I definitely can. Definitely.
Did you know that my Japanese friend who was born and raised in Japan told me that you eat sushi with your hands? It's a hand food. And
really?
When you use chopsticks, it's like kind of a poser way of eating sushi.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he said it's like a chicken wing in Japan.
Cool.
So try that the next time you go.
I will. I'll see if anyone looks at me strange.
Here's a couple other things. Let's see. I saw someone hitting a pipe, like a crack pipe, while driving. Let's see. Not the best idea, but I moved furniture while driving down I-77. She was
How?
On my lap driving
oh my
while
God.
I was reclined.
No.
Done at night, so in a tinted truck, so there are no onlookers.
You're crazy, man.
Let's see. My husband is a police officer, and those computers that we talked about in the car, like, can somebody watch Netflix? Because didn't somebody say that they saw
a cop doing it? And yeah, somebody in law enforcement DM'd us and confirmed that you can do it. You can go to the website and do it that way.
Yeah, but they also said you like it's monitored, so you can get written up. Somebody mm-hmm. said. Someone said I was driving down 85 on the way to the airport to my Vegas bachelor party. I passed a car that just happened to look over and saw the woman moving some guy's personal furniture.
Hmm.
You know what that means?
Yep.
I saw a guy on the side of the road carrying a mattress on his head while riding a bicycle. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, there's a 6-lane highway. I saw a bicyclist in the middle of the road as if he were a car.
Not surprised by that.
When I was in the car, I saw someone watching porn. I saw that too in the back seats. Of a like an Escalade.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Like car service.
Yeah.
And then somebody's in the back. Ew. Could you imagine being that driver?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a driver service. It was more of like a pimped out car.
Okay.
I think it was like some, they were trying to do a vibe.
Hmm.
I saw someone on a highway doing a photo shoot in wildflowers between the north and southbound lanes. We've seen a cow on the road, but since we live further out, that makes sense.
I promise the photo shoot was not me.
Yeah. You love those photo shoots, especially on the side of the road. Remember when our bus broke down on the side of the road?
Yes.
That's a funny story.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So years ago.
It was actually around this time of year, too.
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
We did this thing where people met us at Passante Pizza, got in a bus, and then we went to three different haunted houses and we can cut the line. That was the cool part. And our bus started smoking on 85 on the way to the first haunted house. And the bus driver realized that, like, remember we all got out? Like, I was under the bus looking. We're all on the side of 85. We're all looking.
I was under the bus.
You were under the bus. We jumped out the back.
Mm-hmm. That's how I know that story about your, like, school years. You're, like, jumping out the back then.
Yeah, because when I was in, like, 7th and 8th grade, I would sit in the back of the bus and I didn't want to walk all the way down to go out that way, so I would just open the door and jump out the emergency exit, and then my friends who were staying on the bus would close it.
So dumb.
And then also when you lift up the handle in the bus, it goes
yeah,
so
it makes
a noise. We would play a quiz game and that would be my buzzer.
I'm sure your bus driver loved you.
His name was Boomer. He could hardly hear.
Did he even know that you were lifting the handle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he would look up. He'd be
like,
stop it. I don't
know how deaf he is. I mean,
he'd be like, stop that. We'd be like, easy, boom. We're just playing a quiz game. It's our buzzer.
Oh, God.
And
easy, boom.
And so he wrote in my yearbook, does your mother love you? I had him sign it. What a comment. Does your mother love you? No, probably not. So anyway, the wheel of the back left side of the bus was like rubbing and it was broken. We couldn't drive it. The bus was fucked up. So the bus driver goes, listen, there's 60 of you.
Weighing this shit down.
Basically, I need to empty out the bus, and we can call a tow truck, and they can come get me, or I could take the bus without you, go to the next exit, because, like, our bus depot's right there.
We were close to wherever they needed to fix the bus, but...
And we could switch out the buses.
So, we chose to be left on the side of the road, and to have him, he said it would be faster to go get another bus.
So 60 of us are on the side of the road on 85, and like there's a little woodsy area, and we're sitting there on our coolers, drinking beers, hanging out, and people that were driving by must have been like, what in the actual fuck is going on? Are they camping on 85? What's going on here?
That is funny. Well, I can't believe we didn't bring that up today.
We really didn't have time. But yeah, that was funny, and it was a year ago. We need to repost pictures of that as we get closer on our socials. So, all right, everybody have a great weekend. That's a wrap, party.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.